This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 657. Karen escapes IELTS prison with an overall 7.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet Three Keys student Karen from Brazil and find out how she increased her IELTS academic scores to move forward with her American dreams.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good night, IELTS Energy listeners. Oh, welcome to the show. We have an awesome student guest today who is courageous and brave for coming on the show. Karen, can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, sure. Hello, everyone. I'm Karen Valle. I am from Brazil, but now I am living in Massachusetts, United States. Yay.
Hey, that's awesome. How long have you been in Massachusetts now?
It's been 7 months already.
And how are you adjusting to your new life in the States?
You know, in the summertime, it was really nice, but now that winter is approaching, it's getting a little bit harder, but it's okay. I will get the opportunity to get to know the snow.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I love snow so much. I grew up in the snow, but I don't want to live in it again. Like, it's hard with all the shoveling and the ice and the difficulty driving. Where I am now, it's perfect because I'm like a 45-minute drive from the snow, and that's close enough. Okay, that's awesome. So, Karen, you are here because you successfully did your IELTS exam. So let's talk about that journey. And then I also want to talk about what life is like after IELTS, because I think people can forget about that next step. Like, while people are studying for IELTS, it's easy to forget, like, why. Like, people are just like, oh, I need to have more vocabulary. I need to do this. But why? Guys, you have to keep your larger goal in mind to stay motivated because it is tough. Okay. So, Karen, how many times did you take the IELTS exam?
I took it 4 times. First time, it was the general module. And the 3 following times, the academic module that is a little bit more hard.
Yeah, that's true. So why did you go from the general to the academic?
So initially, I was planning to move to Canada, like a lot of people that listen to the podcast.
Yeah, tons.
But after, I did further research and I changed my mind about my immigration plans. And I decided to take the academic module because to achieve my actual plan, that is becoming a registered nurse in the United States.
Awesome. Oh, that's so awesome. So are you studying for that already?
Yes, I'm now preparing for taking the NCLEX exam, that is the national exam for all the nurses that are allowed to work here.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting, man. Does it just seem like you're never going to be done with exams? It's just always exams. Okay. So at what point did you decide that you needed Three Keys IELTS to help you get the scores you needed?
Well, it's been 2 years that I listened to your podcast.
Awesome.
And I knew that I need the strategies. If I wanted to get past this exam, I needed something else. And I decided to take the course because as I had the experience with the general module, especially for the writing exam in task two, I had no idea what strategies I would have to use. So yeah. I definitely need to take the course. And I did it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, we'll get to your scores in a second, because obviously that's why you're here. But for task two, you know what? Like, even for a native speaker who grew up writing research essays for high school and college or whatever, it's not the same as IELTS task two, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I was just talking to a personal coach student this morning, Mohaned. Shout out to Mohaned. And we were talking about how speaking is the same way. Like, it's not like real life. Like, you have mm-hmm. to know what these scores mean. What does a 7 mean? What does an 8 mean if you're going to actually achieve those scores? So, okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. Let's go back a little bit. So what scores did you get on your last exam?
The one that I got, what I needed, I got 7.5 for speaking.
Whoa.
7 for listening, 7 for writing, and 6.5 for reading.
Okay, that's fantastic. And what was that overall?
Overall was 7.
Okay, I guess I could have done that math. My mind just shies away from math at every opportunity. Okay, that's fantastic. So a 7.5 in speaking, that's amazing. How did you do that?
That is really amazing. The time that I received my score, I couldn't believe my eyes were seeing. Because in my previous attempts, I always got 6 and 6.5. And I jumped for 7.5. I couldn't believe my mind.
That's crazy. So a band and a half increase. What do you think was the difference? Like, if you compare, you know, that performance for a 7.5, how was it different than the times before?
Well, the other times I took it, I prepared, of course, but I didn't like to talk to myself alone. I know it helps, but I knew that if I would get different scores, I would have to change my strategy.
Yeah.
Your strategy is perfect. And I applied, of course, but I also need to increase the time that I was speaking.
Yeah.
So I got Cambly, which is an app that I found native English speakers, and I could practice a lot.
Awesome.
In addition, I did volunteer work here in Massachusetts. I helped people and people helped me by speaking with me.
Oh my gosh, that's lovely. Oh, that's such a great idea. Oh, that's fantastic. Guys, I mean, the point is that if you're going to increase your speaking score, you have to speak more English. I talked to a lot of students who were like, so I was like, okay, so how have you been working on your speaking? And they respond by saying, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. I'm like, no, that's not speaking.
No, guys, definitely not.
You could kind of like fool yourself sometimes, right? Be like, oh, well, I'm listening to so much spoken English. This has to help. And, you know, to some extent it does, but it's not going to be enough to actually improve by like a whole band point, even half a band point on speaking. If you are going to do well, guys, you have to open your mouths and speak English. So if you don't have the opportunity to volunteer or speak to a community outside your home, then you have to talk to yourself. I mean, really aim for like 20 minutes a day, right? Like, really push yourselves, guys. And then you could get a 7.5 like Karen. That's amazing.
Amazing.
All right. And then the writing. So how did Three Keys improve that score?
Actually, I like writing a lot. So this is not the section that I had more difficult.
But
I didn't have the vocabulary I needed for writing task one. And the vocabulary really made completely difference in my writing, of course. But I also use books, Cambridge books for practicing every day. And I love practicing writing.
That's so great. What did you get in writing before?
7.
Okay.
I didn't increase my score at all, but because I was running out of time, I took a long time writing task one. I don't know why, but I only had like 20 minutes to write my task two.
Oh my
and
God.
When I realized that I was going to be out of time, I started to write so fast. Oh. I couldn't really think about the proper word that I wanted to use, examples of my real life. But because I have practiced a lot, I did it anyway. And,
that's crazy.
You know, it was good.
It was good enough for a 7. Dang.
Yeah.
Just like, oh my gosh, Karen, like what if you would have actually had like the full 40 minutes? You could have gotten like an 8 in writing. I can't believe you still got a 7 and you only had 20 minutes for task 2. Okay. If I may just like toot the horn of 3 keys a little bit, like how else could you have done that unless you had practiced these strategies, these templates, this vocab so much that it actually was like fast enough and quick enough and accessible enough on test day to finish task 2 in 20 minutes? That's amazing. You know what? I mean, the task 1 vocab is so good. Maybe you just enjoyed using it so much. You're like, I'm just going to talk about task one longer because mm-hmm. it's so fun to use this vocabulary.
That's right.
That's hilarious. Guys, the 3 Keys IELTS course does give you the most amazing vocabulary for numbers and for any kind of task one question that you will see on the academic test. It is, I love that vocab because the only way to get a high score for vocab in academic task one is to have impressive number words, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's what it's all about. Okay. That's awesome. I can't believe 20 minutes. Oh my God. All right. And then the listening and the reading. So were you able to increase your scores there as well?
Yeah, my listening, my previous listening, I got 6.5 and this time I got 7. So,
awesome.
Yeah, I improved. But my great difficulty was reading. Reading was really, really difficult to me. I got 5.5 and I couldn't improve before.
Wow.
But you know why? I had the strategies, but I wouldn't practice.
Well, thank you for your honesty. Okay, but so obviously, like, you did practice at some point, and that's how you got the 6.5.
Yeah, this time I improved, and I also, I read 4 books in 4 months. I had never read a novel before, but this time I did because, you know, I always remember that you said, guys, you gotta read a novel.
Yeah.
And this time I read a novel and I wanted to have a lot of content in my mind, a lot of experience to share if this would be the topic of my speaking exam.
Totally.
And of course, I got great vocabulary as well that I was lacking vocabulary for sure. And this time I got it. I got my 6.5 and that is what I needed to get this course I was knitting.
Yeah, you know? No, that's awesome. I love it. I love this idea of like, just read a novel a month. Or like, just guys, like challenge yourselves at least one novel every month. Karen, can you recommend a novel that was really motivating that like you really enjoyed reading?
The first novel I have read is, the name of it is, let me remember, The Map That Leads to You. It's very romantic. Oh. It's very cute history. I recommend it.
Oh, I love it. Is it nonfiction or is it a romance fiction novel?
It's fiction.
Okay. Good, because that's a great recommendation, because I have students asking sometimes for recommendations and they like romance and I don't read romance. So there you go. There's a romance recommendation for everyone. Okay, that's awesome. I'm actually reading the prequel to the book Dune right now. So guys, if you're at all into sci-fi, I recommend Dune and any of the following novels. And there's also a really cool movie that David Lynch directed about Dune. But okay, I'll stop talking about sci-fi. Okay, so let's talk just a little bit while we have time about what these scores got you. All right, so your life after IELTS. What did these scores mean for you?
Oh my gosh, I feel so relieved that I could achieve my scores, because until I wouldn't get my seven, my overall seven, I couldn't go forward. I was like in a prison. I couldn't plan my life because I needed these scores. Yeah. And now I can look forward and I, you know, I feel hope in the future because I got past this phase of my life, you know?
Yeah. Totally. Guys, you can also get past that phase of your life. It is just like a prison, like you said. I love that analogy. I would also use the analogy purgatory. It's a little more dramatic, but you know, I like being dramatic. But it is just this phase of like waiting where you can't, like you're stuck. You cannot move on without these scores. So guys, if you need to get these scores, if you are also stuck like Karen felt before, get into Three Keys IELTS. And remember, there's a bonus just for podcast listeners. So sign up at allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. That's how you get the complete course and the bonus. So Karen, I'm also wondering, just one last question. Did the study plan encourage any habits in English, like reading, for example, that you've continued until now?
Yes, I still listen to the podcast, and not only yours, but a lot of podcasts, because I gotta keep listening. I gotta keep connected to the English world, I still don't know everything. I'll never know. But
of course, yeah.
The more I listen, I know the more content, the more vocabulary, the more easy it'll be to understand what people are saying.
Totally.
And yes, I need this still in my life today.
For sure. I love it. That's awesome. Yeah, guys, I mean, you're not only learning English for IELTS, obviously, right? Like this just speaks toward that idea of keeping your larger goal in mind. You're not just studying English for IELTS. You're studying it for the rest of your life. I mean, you're going to move abroad. You're going to live in another country, even if it's for a short time studying or for the rest of your life. You need to connect to people in English. So that's one of the most awesome things about going through this course and this process with the study plan, is it teaches you how to keep going, right? Like how can you fit English into your daily life in a variety of ways, different websites, podcasts, what have you. You're going to find something you like for sure. Okay, that is lovely. Karen, but just real fast, guys, I want to tell you how proud I am of Karen, because when she first sent me her scores and I invited her on the podcast, she didn't get back to me. She's like, uh-uh. But then just last week, she sent me this email and you're like, okay. Sorry, this took me so long, but okay, like I can do this now. Karen, what changed your mind?
That's right. I'm not very talkative. I'm shy. But I was listening to a history of Marina's, and she is a nurse like me.
Yeah.
And she shared her history. You know, she motivated me to share my history as well. So here I am today.
I love it so much. Oh, Three Key students, inspiring Three Key students. My heart is warm. Okay. Oh, guys. So remember, get into this community. Motivating, positive people here. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the basic course, or allearsenglish.com/coach. And that's how you get the course and those lessons with me on Skype. All right, Karen, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your very cold winter.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.